Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. The capital city, Madison, overlooking State Street, the John and Gordy Family Show, and we welcome you this morning, this beautiful morning.
It's gorgeous out there. It's fantastic. Nice and cool.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be bright and sunny all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's 60 degrees, and it's a good-looking start.
Kind of hazy, but, you know, I'm wondering, you think the sun is not coming up as early as it should be, that we kind of got used to? My son brought that to my attention this morning, and I'm thinking, seems kind of dark.
Well, we're starting,
slide into a little winter again.
Yeah.
God, I can't handle that.
First, there's, fall, then winter. But yes, the days are getting just slightly shorter, so it's staying darker a little longer. Yeah. What would be the high temperature today?
Yeah,
right now it's 60. What are we going to use today? I'm tired of deciding. You guys decide. What do you want to use? Do you want to use the weather lottery balls? You want to use the roulette wheel? Or do you want to use the halfway broken slot machine thing?
I think we got the slot machine back from the shop yesterday.
Did we?
Yeah.
Should we try it out?
Well, let's see.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see what the high temperature. It's going to be 78 degrees today, according to the slot machine.
What an amazing machine. Amazing. Even broken. It sounds pretty good.
It does. It does. I still think it needs a little bit of repair. It doesn't quite sound right to me. Does it to you?
Well, I think it sounds okay, except somebody is donating an older one.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I go with those older ones, like wearing an old watch,
Right.
You depend on old technology sometimes to, just make you feel confident.
It's got the one arm.
Are you saying the old mechanical one isn't good enough for you, John? You want like one of the ones where you just press buttons all day long?
No.
I'm
saying just the opposite.
We like the older ones.
Yeah, we want the one arm bandit, and we want to hear those.
The coins fall if wheels.
The wheels
turn.
Cherries and oranges and stuff.
Yeah. So we'll have to workshop that one. A little bit more.
I think so.
Back to the shop. All right.
Okay. Should we forge ahead to the National Day Calendar?
Sure, why not?
Well, okay.
We're this close.
It's the 26th day of July, so which one of these days is it or is it not? You ready? Here we go.
I'm always ready.
Is it Bagel Fest Day? How about All or Nothing Day? Yeah. Or is it Coffee Milkshake Day? Is it National Roller Skating Day? Or is it National Disability Independence Day? How about Aunt and Uncle's Day? Is it Get Gnarly Day?
That's what it is.
Or is it Talking an Elevator Day? Or System Administrator Appreciation Day? Gee, there's a lot of days to choose from.
That is nice.
It's nice.
You can pick your favorite day.
So which one of those days do you think it's not?
It's hot in here, isn't it?
It is. Is it warm?
I think it's warm.
I think I'm coming down with something. I don't know.
Well, that's probably true, too.
I'm not feeling well. So which one of those days is it not? Do you want me to run through the list again?
I think I mentioned something earlier. I don't know what it was.
Short-term memory loss?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, is it Bagel Fest Day, Coffee Milkshake Day, All or Nothing Day, Disability Independence Day, National Roller Skating Day, National Aunt and Uncle's Day, National Get Gnarly Day, Talking an Elevator Day?
Get Gnarly Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is Get Gnarly Day.
All right.
We'll get into that in a moment. Sam, do you have any guesses? Do you know what the
you
day
mentioned
is?
Roller Skating Day? It's not Roller Skating Day.
You are correct, sir.
All right.
Okay, you get a shiny new dime added to your account. Yep.
Wow.
But it is Bagel Fest Day. Mm-hmm. Do you like bagels? John, I never really asked you that.
No, they're too heavy. Too heavy.
Too heavy?
Yep.
How about you, Sam?
I like bagels, yeah.
Yeah,
There was a period of time last year, a friend of a friend worked at a bagel store or something.
Yeah.
And my roommate just brought home like a 55-gallon garbage bag full of bagels that he got for free because he knew a guy. Yeah. And then we just had a freezer full of bagels, and that's all I ate for like 3 weeks.
You pronounce it bagels.
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 Yes,
bagels.
I do. So,
bagels.
Sophia makes fun of me for saying it like that also.
Bagels.
See, I again gave up all that bread stuff. Not really, but the heavy bread.
Right.
I don't eat that much anymore.
Well, National Bagel Fest Day recognizes the kosher carbohydrate that is crunchy on the outside and chewy on the inside. Join us as we explore the delicious facts behind the bagel. Polish Jewish immigrants introduced the bagel to the U.S. sometime during the 19th century.
Wow.
They've been around a long, long time. Throughout New York City and surrounding boroughs, they grew thriving bagel businesses. And, of course, it didn't take long for the bagel bakers to form an organization for bagel bakers in the city. The International Bagel Bakers Union was created in 1907.
Wow.
They got a union. Bagel Bakers Local 338 held contracts for nearly all the bagel bakeries in and around the city for their work. This was a strong union, apparently. Yeah. A big deal in New York City. Wonder if that union still exists.
Mm-hmm.
Until the 1960s, bagels were made by hand. And then Daniel Thompson invented the bagel maker. Along came the heated debate of man versus the machine. Thereafter, the question of the better bagel dangled before customers. What is the handcraft? What's better, the handcrafted bagel or the manufactured bagel? Oh, my God. It goes on and on. Never mind. Let's just go on. I like bagels occasionally.
You don't
like
once give
or,
up
once
on
or
that.
Twice a year. National Coffee Milkshake Day. I've never had a coffee milkshake. Have you?
I haven't either.
Yeah.
No.
It looks good, but I can't imagine it would taste that great, but, you know. It's National Coffee Milkshake Day for coffee lovers who love to participate in National Ice Cream Month. See, we forgot it was National Ice Cream Month, so they kind of combined this.
Yeah.
Today, we're whipping up a caffeinated way to coolly celebrate one of the hottest times of the year. While a milkshake sounds refreshing at the end of July, a coffee milkshake sounds even better. It sounds disgusting to me.
It does sound awful.
I don't like it at all.
Haven't you ever had like coffee ice cream, though?
Mm,
I like coffee ice cream.
Yeah, coffee ice cream is great.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never had it. I'll have to try that. What is your watch doing this morning? It's taking over. I thought you had control of all your devices.
I don't have control anymore. It's taken over. Microsoft says they own me.
Okay. You have apparently some alarms going off, like you should be doing something.
I'm trying to get into my computer, and it's asking me for identifications and proof of who I am.
Is this all a result of getting a new phone, John?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
God.
Yes, there we go.
Never ends.
You and your new devices.
You know,
okay.
way back when, I used to have a Windows phone. Did you know they had their own Windows phone?
No.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
A Windows phone.
Yeah. Microsoft bought Nokia.
Okay.
And then they redesigned the phones, and they were fantastic phones. They were the greatest phones, a Windows system on the phones.
If you say so.
No, it was really good. It was really good. They just gave up on it, which really irritated the hell out of me after spending tons of money supplying phones to the family. Okay, I'm done with that.
So do they all
I'm working my way.
So any of those phones still exist?
We saved them. No,
oh, you did?
No. Yeah, you can't. Okay. They don't operate.
Okay.
Well.
Here's another day, National All or Nothing Day. It allows people to throw caution to the wind and go for broke. We all have dreams we hold back. Oh, yes.
All or
Don't we all
day.
Know that? Decisions left to make or plans uncompleted. On this day, people break free of everything holding them back. It's National All or Nothing Day. Everyone has at least one thing they'd like to overcome, need to do, or want to do, but they might be fearful or hesitant to actually do it.
True.
Ooh, this is the day to go ahead and do it. Just take that first step and go for it.
Yes.
Spend all your money on your dreams and just, you know, go for it. Okay. or
if
not.
If you fail, you know, then you're yeah, crushed. You're feeling bad for the rest of your life.
Living on the street.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's it. Okay. What else? Boy, we got a lot of days. Are we going to get all these in? National Disability Independence Day. That's a good one from the ADA, the American mm-hmm. with Disabilities Act. And this is a day to recognize that as the signing of the Disabilities Act was happened on July 26, 1990.
Right.
The day not only celebrates the anniversary of ADA, but it also serves as a way to bring awareness and break down the barriers individuals with disabilities face every day. And they still face, you know, many barriers. So today's a day to be aware of that and to maybe help out. You know, maybe there's something in your building that you work at and you want to point it out to somebody.
Well, you used to help a lot of people out.
Yeah, with
disabilities.
Yeah, I worked for ADRC for a number of years, Aging Disability Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an eye-opening experience because you do realize what people with disabilities face every day of their lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to help them. National Aunt and Uncles Day is today. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of aunts and uncles, John? I don't think I've ever asked.
Yeah, I think you probably asked me about cousins, and I said, I don't know. when it comes to aunt and uncles, true. I still don't know.
Still don't know.
Close family, man.
How about you, Sam? Any aunts and uncles that
I've got many aunts and uncles. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever said to you guys before. My mom is one of 15 children.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Her, what are you, Amish?
Her parents,
what's going on?
Her parents were hardcore Catholics.
Sure.
If that
okay.
explains anything.
Yeah. All right.
So I have many, many cousins.
Okay. Well, good for you. Well, this is a day to honor your aunts and uncles. During holidays, family events, and sometimes sleepovers, aunts and uncles often hold an extraordinary place in our hearts. They fill our lives with fun and laughter and love and incredible memories. So reach out to your aunts and uncles today and tell them how much you love them, okay?
Yeah.
Do it on behalf of the John and Gordy Show, okay? Throw our names in there.
What a man.
It's National Get Gnarly Day. Oh, boy, what's this about? Well, I'm going to tell you, last Friday in July provides an opportunity to embrace new ideas and toss out old ways. National Get Gnarly Day, much like surfers challenging the mm-hmm. waves, mm-hmm. Get Gnarly Day challenges us to put some gnarliness into everything we do. The word gnarly seems to have originated in the 1960s by surfers as a description.
That's right. I remember
of
that.
Waves while surfing. Any surfer knows the water in the wave can appear dangerous. Hey, they
That's
would say
gnarly.
It's gnarly, dude. All right. We'll come back with more of the National Day calendar and also take a look at the history books coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
The Gnarly Edition.
That's it. Yeah.
Band Radio, WMDX. The John and Gordy Family Show with the Gnarly Family Show Edition.
It is. It's Get Gnarly Day.
It is.
20 minutes past the hour, 60 degrees, highs in the upper 70s today. Yes, we were talking about getting gnarly day. I mean, it's one of the national days, and there are five ways to get gnarly, John. Just
it's
five.
Kind of a definition of the word gnarly.
Well, yes. You know, it can mean a good thing.
Or a gross thing.
Or a gross thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, either an excellent thing. Oh, it's excellent. That's gnarly.
Well, that's
or
gross.
Terrible. Yeah. Or it's gross. Five ways to get gnarly. Find a gnarly hobby. Find a gnarly hobby. What's a gnarly hobby?
I don't know.
Well,
sounds gross.
It's talking about, you know, hiking and climbing and, you know, being a jogger and all that stuff. That's one way. Another way.
We're trying to bring back the term gnarly so people use it more often. Well, you know, maybe today is that day.
Maybe it is because it's Get Gnarly Day. So another way to get gnarly is to meet gnarly people. Take a cooking class. What? Volunteer for a local charity.
That's the last place you find somebody gnarly.
Yeah. Stepping out of your comfort zone from time to time will introduce you to different experiences. As a result, you meet new people, and it'll make for a gnarly social circle. That's stupid.
Really dumb.
Get a gnarly passport. What?
A what?
First-time passport costs $135, including fees, and can take up to 6 weeks to process. I think it costs even more than that now. If gnarliness is truly a way of life, you'll want to have a passport. Oh, I see. Gnarly people are world travelers. They're saying, you know, they're kind of like that.
Because a lot of that wasn't making sense to me until you followed it up with that.
Yeah, I just read them. I don't write them, you know.
Gnarly passports, wow.
Yeah.
I need one, you know.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, just in case.
We should all have.
Trump becomes president and they start changing the country and throwing the Constitution out the window. I think it's time to, you know, split the scene. Let's split the scene, man.
We're going to go to Canada.
Gnarly and split the scene.
Find a gnarly new lifestyle. That's another way to be gnarly. Redecorate a room in the house. This is just a stretch.
It really is dumb. My kids are always angry when I bring up these old terms, you know, like split the scene or that's cool.
Oh, Dad, right. Yeah, just sit
you
in the
really
corner.
Feel, you know, I don't know how that makes you feel. You know?
I know. I think they do, you know.
Puts you in her place.
I think old slang is pretty cool.
That's what I think, too.
For a lot of the things, it should come back.
Yeah, there you go.
23 Skidoo.
I'll agree with you on that one.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that.
You've never heard 23 Skidoo?
No.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean?
That's really, really old. That's back to the 20s and 30s.
That's
and
what
40s.
You go on in the lakes with.
Skidoo. Skidoo, yeah. Another way, last thing about gnarliness, throw a gnarly party. Celebrate all the gnarliness. It's something to share, so show some enthusiasm and get your gnarly friends together in your gnarly circle and have a gnarly party. Gnarly. That's way too much.
We've beaten that to death.
National Talk in an Elevator Day. This is interesting.
That would be cool, right? You know, if today is the day everybody started talking to other people on an elevator, it would freak everybody out.
It would be. Yeah, it would do that. Because, you know, people tend to just get in and be very silent, just look straight ahead, don't engage.
Exactly.
Don't talk.
I was going to say, have you ever seen the experiment where it was back in the 60s or something, a group of people decided to go into elevators but face the opposite direction of everybody else and see how they reacted?
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
It's hilarious because everyone is so uncomfortable. It doesn't mean anything, but it just throws them for a loop.
Right. Candid Camera used to do things like that.
Yes, yes.
And just freak people out, you know?
Well, National Talk in an Elevator Day is today, so you can, you know, break down those barriers. Encourage everyone to strike up a conversation when you're in an elevator. Oh, God. Become that annoying person.
Scary person.
Right? Well, most of us use that time to check out our smart devices. This day points us in another direction.
Yes.
See, we're talking about which way you stand and stuff. Whether we ride with a stranger or someone familiar to us, start a discussion. You might meet someone new.
Oh my God.
Or you might get arrested. If you're riding with someone you know, try to learn something new about them on National Talk in an Elevator Day.
Oh, yeah. Learn something new about somebody on an elevator with other people around.
Well.
Kind of, you know, listening in.
Mm-hmm. Well, riding in an elevator can be a short, mundane experience inside a box. From another perspective, the short vertical trip could be a laughter break. Try out your stand-up comedy, it says here.
What?
Start telling jokes.
We should talk to Pete Schwab about that. You know, maybe
he'd be
start
great.
A new career.
Share your
elevator comedian.
If comedy isn't your style, break the silence with a miniature spelling bee. That would be great. How do you spell consensus?
Oh, my God.
Are they giving examples here? Does everyone know spell it with the correct number of S's? Consensus? Oh, boy. Wow. All right. I'm going to move on.
All right.
I think that's enough, actually.
System Administrator Appreciation Day.
It is that day. I was going to skip it. It sounded very wonky.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, let's just skip it. But if you know IT people or people that are running the computers,
maybe,
say
maybe
hi
we
to
shouldn't
them.
Skip past that because if you appreciate the system administrator, they'll bring in donuts.
I was going to say if you don't appreciate them, they're going to mess your computers up Microsoft had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like Microsoft did. Yeah.
So try to engage them in conversation. That's just be nice to your
just like
IT
elevator,
people.
Oh my God.
Okay, Sam, do we have time for the history book?
Sure, let's get
open
into it.
Open it up and let's see what's in there today for July 26th.
Going way back on this one, on the cusp of the United States. In 1775, the Second Continental Congress establishes the United States Postal Service.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That's amazing.
I love the Postal Service.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It's great.
It's still around.
We don't like DeJoy, but we do like the Postal Service.
They have cool stamps.
They do.
Big thumbs up.
Yeah. All right.
Today in 1947, the National Security Act is passed. It establishes a whole ton of agencies, the CIA, the Department of Defense, the Air Force, the National Security Council, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Wow. They did all that in 1947.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see you skipped one.
After World War
II. I'm trying to get through this faster, John. Okay. Do you want to cover that one?
Well, the LA experiences smog accumulation from car exhaust for the first time. I mean, it takes a long time to build up and become noticeable at that point.
Well, and it also kind of depends upon the weather, if it actually builds up or if it dissipates there.
1943.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I saw a picture. It was a bunch of people in like a banquet hall, and they were all wearing gas masks.
Yes. No yeah, there was a big deal. And we took care of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
for
amazing?
For the most part, yeah.
It is. All right.
All right.
Got just a minute here.
1948, the year after the National Security Act, Harry Truman desegregates the military with an executive order.
1948. Okay.
And 1974, the FDA approves aspartame.
Yep.
Diet soda galore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bitter soda.
Yeah. I hate diet soda.
Mick Jagger, born 1943.
Yes, we got a couple birthdays. Stanley Kubrick in 1928, Mick Jagger in 1943, and actress Sandra Bullock in 1964.
We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show. Stand by.
Mad Radio WNDX. It's the gnarly edition of the family show.
Gnarly, dude. Yeah.
We have to use that word today. We encourage it.
Yes, we do. And talk to other people in elevators. Do that today. That's the thing to do.
And use the word gnarly.
Use the word gnarly. Do a little stand-up comedy.
That's right.
Face in different directions than everybody else. Maybe change directions every floor.
You know what we need? We need another candid camera-like show out there.
Yes. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because they used to do stuff like that.
They did. Yeah. And it was more family fun.
Yeah.
There are other shows that do that candid camera thing.
Yeah.
But it's always,
they're
little
tricking.
Mean-spirited.
Yeah, mean-spirited. They're tricking. Yeah. They're really trying to mess
And it's
with
fun
people.
To watch. Can't deny that. But family fun, candid camera.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Alan Funt with his camera.
Yeah. God, yeah, I know.
Hey, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. I need a new mattress. I should go to Verlo.
You should.
Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Because they have all kinds of mattresses there.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good.
You should check it out and then talk about it the next day.
I would love to do that.
I'd love to hear your
definitely,
report.
I need a new mattress.
Go to their showroom and take a nice nap.
I can't test it out for a couple hours. Just fall asleep.
I get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. You can find Verlo Mattress on Madison's east or west sides or online. They have an online thing. Verlo.com. Verlo.com. You know, I really do need. I'm going to actually go.
I know. You're still sleeping in that free cot they left in the apartment when they took off.
Well, lately I've been sleeping on the couch downstairs because it's actually more comfortable than the mattress I have upstairs. And plus the air conditioning doesn't work that well upstairs. That's so it's hot and humid.
That's kind of a sign that you need a new mattress.
I need a new mattress. Going to Verlo.com.
Right. You should do that.
Checking them out.
Do that.
Okay.
The big story that hit the fan this morning was, and I can't believe this is happening.
Why?
But apparently dozens of Trump supporters were irate that they had their cars towed for parking illegally at the last Trump rally in North Carolina. And they had to pay $380 to get their cars back late in the evening.
Oh, man.
And you know what they did? They parked at a Dunkin' Donut parking lot that said, "Do not park here if you're not a customer of Dunkin' Donut." And they ignored it. These megas ignored it, and they got their cars towed away. And this story is them all, I feel so sorry for them.
Yeah. Are they saying they were targeted or something?
Who knows? There's a lot of video on it. I haven't watched any of the video, but it's just so silly. I mean, this is just a big story now.
That's crazy. God. That's wild. 6:37, it's 60 degrees this morning. Highs in the upper 70s. Yeah.
Johnny at the movies?
We want to do that here?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw a movie.
You got another?
No, I got nothing else.
All right, let's play it.
Oh, is it time?
Here's the master of the cinematic arts, Mr.
John Peterson.
Yeah. The passion, the pathos, the honesty, the despair.
I'll take a
surprise version here.
Never before have the torments of movie critics been so vividly portrayed.
Please? One ticket or two, sir?
I'd like just one.
He doesn't want to even have
this
ticket.
You want to go back? You want to go back, Gordy?
Could I?
He doesn't want another ticket.
I'd like to take my ticket back and get my money
there
back.
A refund.
That's it right there.
I went to see Twisters.
You never
last
go
night.
To the movies.
I
and
never.
You end
I thought
up seeing Twisters.
I had a couple hours. It was a late afternoon. I looked at the website there, and there was a 5 o'clock showing. I thought, I'm gonna go see Twisters because you know I used to be a TV
Finally,
weather.
You're going to a movie, and you're a weatherman, so you really had to.
Well, I used to be a weatherman, but I
fact check it. Right.
I really liked the first Twister movie. It was a good movie. You know, I mean, it was kind of
it was really corny and stupid.
It was kind of corny, but it was kind of funny. But it was.
Yeah.
And Helen Hunt was in it. You know, and Philip Seymour Hoffman, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was in that. Played a great character. Yeah. Really good. So I went to. I thought, well, I'll check out Twisters because it's number one at the box office, right? Isn't that what you told us the other day? Right?
Yeah. Well,
like two weeks in a row.
Yeah, I don't know if it was 2 weeks in a row.
I think so. Well, maybe.
I don't think it's even been out.
I think it's only one week.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
it's only 1 week.
I got to tell you, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Wow.
I mean, you know, yeah. I liked it. I gave myself over to the movie. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get into this. And away it goes. And it starts out pretty good. And then about 10 minutes in, I'm starting to think, okay, this is really just a remake of the original movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's everything so far is kind of just setting you up for there's these storm chasers and away they go. And then some horrible thing happens, and then more stuff happens. Well, about 20 minutes in, now I'm starting to think this dialogue is a little stilted. These actors are not really forming their characters.
Those are red flags.
And I thought, where is this going? And then a guy with a big Texas cowboy hat shows up as one of the storm chasers, and they call him the Tornado Wrangler. And he and his crew, they're all Texas Wranglers.
So this guy can handle tornadoes.
Well, you know how the first movie had like two distinctive storm chasing groups, and they were kind of rivals, and they're kind of competing, but sort of helping each other, but kind of egging each other on.
Right.
Well, this movie had, I don't know, six or eight different storm chasing groups. But then I thought, you know, when the first movie came out, storm chasing was kind of a new thing.
It was. And that movie spurred on a whole bunch of television shows about storm chasers.
Yeah. But this movie, Twisters, had, I don't know, 8 or 10 of these groups. And they're all, remember in Anchorman when the Anchormen came out into the parking lot and there were different anchor people from different TV stations.
A lot of tension.
Like a PBS station showed up and then a Fox station. And Well, they kind of were doing that kind of, they were setting it up like that, where they all stayed at the same motel complex and they're all partying, these different groups. But when the guy with the Texas cowboy hat showed up, that's when I lost it.
Comic relief.
I don't want to give away any big part of the movie because I didn't stay for the whole thing. I left after 45 minutes. Walked out.
Yeah. I mean, tell us anything that happened prior to that because it really doesn't have that much of an effect on
a
person's experience watching this movie.
So when they chased the first tornado.
Yes.
At the end of it, when they, like, the Texas cowboy group, they were kind of covering it the best, and so they're whooping it up. They're having a good time. They drive the pickup truck into the tornado and fire off fireworks. Into the tornado. There's fireworks going off. And I'm thinking, okay.
That doesn't
matter. I'm done. Get my box of popcorn, and I'm going home.
I think that tells people a lot about that movie.
It was awful. I'm sorry. I got no stars for that movie. Nothing. Wow. Big thumbs down.
And you
both
left.
I left. I actually had a huff going.
Wow.
I huffed right up the stairs and huffed right out the theater.
Well, that is...
I slammed the door of my car and just took off.
That's an amazing review. We do not have an outro for walking out of a movie.
I was trying to think, when was the last time I actually walked out of a movie? It was so awful.
Yeah.
But, maybe there are people out there who really liked it and really was, it had good special effects. I'll give it that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet the people who go to the movies just to see spectacle will probably like it.
Oh, probably so.
Well, okay, you were there long enough to see the tornado, and, I have a pet peeve about tornadoes in movies.
In the movies? What's your pet peeve?
Come on, I just want to know. I just want to know.
What?
Because tornadoes are kind of smooth. The ones we've seen in all the videos now, the real tornadoes are just smooth on the outside.
Actual video,
But in the movies and on TV shows, they have these ridges, these spirally ridges.
Right.
Which don't exist on real tornadoes. You tell me, did this movie have the spirally rough exterior on the tornadoes, or was it nice and smooth with a lot of junk flying around?
I have to say it was kind of the first one there, the rough exterior thing.
Oh, God.
But
what is wrong with them? Have they ever seen a film of a tornado?
I guess not.
John, you still haven't seen a tornado in person.
Yeah.
So you don't really know what they look like.
I've seen the videos. People capturing it on their phones.
Yeah.
I've seen real tornadoes. And why can't they do that in the movies?
I don't know.
Do they feel like they have to make them look more interesting putting ribs on them?
Well,
God.
I'll tell you what, when the Texas tornado wrangler guy took off his cowboy hat and whooped it up, woohoo! Shooting off fireworks inside the tornado, you don't see that. That's just can't happen. It just was over the edge. I'm sorry. I don't like
you don't have to apologize for that scene. We all kind of get the idea that it was awful.
Ugh, it was terrible.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well.
Okay. Move on.
Let's move on from there.
And here's the really irritating part. When I got to the theater and I was getting my ticket, I saw that Deadpool was playing. Deadpool and the wolf guy.
That's right. I'm glad you're bringing
the werewolf. What's his name?
Wolverine.
Thank you. And I thought, and they're both starting at 5 o'clock. And I thought at the last second.
You could have gone one way or the other.
I was like, that Deadpool, that's going to be money in the bank. That's going to be funny and good.
It is. Yeah.
And I was, but I want to see Twisters. And I want to see. So I'm like, oh, man, why did I do that?
Wow.
Completely regret it now.
That makes it even worse.
I could have gone to see Deadpool and the wolf guy.
Wolverine. The wolf guy.
But that's life. You take your chances, you make your choices, and then you got to live with them.
Well, you're going to have to, live with that one, that memory.
So that's my Gordy at the movies.
I'm trying to think of the movie where the guy with the cowboy hat is riding a missile.
Oh, yeah. That's Sterling.
Dr. Strangelove.
Dr. Strangelove. One of the classics.
Yeah.
Peter Sellers.
So was that a takeoff on Dr. Strangelove where the guy takes off his hat and he's riding a tornado?
I'll tell you, this guy had the big, and he was tall, handsome, strapping young guy, but cowboy hat was just oversized big.
Okay.
He just oh my God, what's going on?
Well, let's talk about something just
Please,
as stupid,
move on.
Okay?
I'm frustrated and angry now.
This is a real scoop. RFK Jr. plans to create government wellness farms.
What?
Government wellness farms where people will spend, get this, 3 or 4 years harvesting organic vegetables to cure their addiction to antidepressants and ADHD meds.
This is RFK Jr.'s
plan. Is his proposal.
Oh, boy.
You can see he's solving the big problems.
Yeah.
What the hell? 3 or 4 years harvesting in the field. This is labor, hard labor in the sun, organic vegetables. And that is some kind of cure for your addiction to antidepressants and and ADHD.
That platform seems
meds.
A little odd.
That, well, it
doesn't seem like, is he getting a lot of support from that already? Or?
I think this is going to put him over the top.
Over the top?
Suddenly I know he's going to be added to all the ballots across the nation.
Oh, sure. Oh, boy.
What a sell job on that, huh?
Organic.
What is he thinking? But, you know.
Would people do this? I mean, would they make money doing this? Is this a volunteer program that they would make some
I think
money,
it's forced labor.
Forced labor, yeah.
Using people who have an addiction.
That sounds like
as it. Forced labor. And really, seriously, I mean, spending 3 to 4 years? They might have families. They might have a life. A great job. They have an addiction. Now they're going to take off and hit the fields.
Mm.
Picking vegetables.
That's not a good plan.
Where has this plan ever worked? Who's ever done this?
So your choice is 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years.
They haven't
years.
Nailed it. Maybe 4.
Well, if you show improvement.
If you don't get rid of your addiction in 3 years, we'll give you 1 more year.
Right. Yeah. If they don't see an improvement, or if they need the labor.
Yeah.
Okay. You never
they need
know.
More help.
Yeah.
That's
They'll keep beyond.
Crazy. Where is he coming from? He's from another planet. Surprisingly, he's got a little bit of support, like in Wisconsin, 5 or 6%.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's been hovering right around there. I don't understand that at all.
Well, when they get a load of this story, I think that run for the hills.
Yeah.
You don't want to work in a field for 3 or 4 years kicking your addiction.
What is going on?
I don't think this has ever been proven to be a way to do that.
No, doesn't sound like it.
All right.
It is 6:49. Coming up in a little while, we'll have Rocker in the studio. He'll be talking about the Atwood Fest. It's happening tomorrow and Sunday in Madison. We'll have more on all that on the John and Gordy Show. Radio 90.
Okay, go ahead.
You go.
But
you start.
You're your
turn.
Star here.
Matt, what?
You went to the movies. Did Johnny at the movies.
Yeah.
You deserve at least to introduce the call letters this morning.
Thank you, John. I sure appreciate that. A tip of the big cowboy hat to you. Matt Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's the John and Gordy Show. And it's Friday.
Yeah.
Big weekend ahead with Atwood Fest is happening, and today is going to be a beautiful day. Sunshine right now, 60 degrees, highs about 78. Looks good for tomorrow. They're talking about a scattered shower or two on Sunday, but I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, I
wouldn't
believe it either.
I don't think that's happening either. It's going to be great, but it's going to be a little humid, so get ready for that.
We got the street buffer out there this morning.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that bus is going to miss it.
That was close. Wow. Jeez. He wasn't stopping for anything.
Oh, another one.
The guy. Man.
That is really troublesome.
The guy that's running the buffer machine is frozen in fear right now. He's like, what happened there?
He's waiting for the light. That's why he was there.
Wow.
Wait, how could he? Wait, never mind. The buses went through.
All right.
Never mind.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we got a text here.
We have a few texts.
Somebody wants to help you with your ad libs.
The Verlo ad. Oh, let's see. What does it say? Oh, I see it. I got a mattress from Verlo, and it cured my sciatica and improved my sex life. Well, there's a big thumbs
Just
up.
Add that to your ladder card.
Boy, I definitely got to go to Verlo. Okay.
What, your sciatica? Is that what
yes,
you worried about?
Yes, my sciatica.
That's what it is. That's the part.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right, hey, product placement's important here.
It is.
We have a grifter running for president again.
Again.
And this guy has so much stuff out there. You know, he's got his cards now showing the bloody face.
The playing cards? Or what are they?
They're collector's cards.
Collector's cards. Yeah. That's what they are.
And he's got one out there, you know, having been shot.
Well,
you know,
a Trumpster.
An attempted assassination. So now he's got a trading card for that, you know.
Wow.
And it's just an amazing thing.
Is it?
It's going to be valuable someday, they say in the ads.
Yeah.
But this is really good. Cut 131. And I think you'll be very impressed by this. This is the Trumpler.
The what?
The Trumpler.
What is it? Trumpler?
Let's play the ad.
Guys, this Trump Tumbler is taking over the internet. It comes in this special edition Trumpler box that you can gift or collect. It's stainless steel, it holds 40 ounces, and the design is even 3D, so you can literally feel it, which is so cool. The handle is super sturdy, so I'm not worried about it falling and breaking.
You know, the Trumpler.
The Trumpler, yes.
The design is 3D, so you can really use it.
Huh. Yeah, that's right. You know, you can grab it and hold it and feel it. It's 3D.
Now, wait a minute. Is this authorized by the Trump people,
yes,
or is this something somebody just made on their own,
no,
making it
real
in their garage?
I think it's real.
Is it?
No, I think it's an ad.
The Trumpler.
And they just played a piece of it.
Okay.
But I thought, wow, what a marketing campaign that is. And the amazing part of that ad, of course, and everybody was awed by it, is that it has a handle. It doesn't feel like it's going to break off. Wow.
Yeah, is that a big problem with those kind of
things?
It
must be a problem on the right with the MAGAs. Maybe they overuse their mugs a little bit too much and the handles fall off. Who knows, right?
Okay. Conservativeground.org has a set of two Trumplers for sale for $35.
Oh, what a deal. Do they look sturdy?
They look like they're made of plastic.
But here's the thing. They're like big gulps.
Oh, okay.
Big gulp containers. Okay. These are huge containers.
Massive. Yeah. Do those fit in the cars?
As a matter of fact, the bottom part is narrow cup holder, right?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that means you're going to get one now, right?
Do you see it?
Yeah, I did. It's like a tapered cup.
Does it have a picture of the Trumpster on there?
It does.
Yeah.
It does, yes.
Okay.
And I think the part that fits into the cup holder is the American flag.
Okay.
I believe.
How patriotic.
We got a text, Trumpler, like Hitler. And it's funny because when I Googled Trumpler, the first thing that came up was a bunch of Photoshopped pictures of Trump on Hitler.
I did the same thing. Yeah, I got it here. Yeah, see that? Wow.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's very odd. Okay. Well, they're coming up with all kinds of merchandising campaigns because they're trying to, you know, raise money and
should quit his campaign and just go into merchandising. He would do so well.
He would. Or stand-up comedy.
Well, Trump Steaks didn't do real well.
No.
Trump University didn't do real well.
That didn't go.
Trump Wines didn't do real well.
Yeah, everything
tries. What hasn't he tried?
I don't know.
And then, of course, you know, people love that so much. I mean, they got all this Trump paraphernalia now, the hats, the ties, the pants, the shirts.
There's posters and, clothing, T-shirts, sweatshirts.
Let's see
everything.
If Kamala can put something out similar to that, a line of clothing.
I don't think she really needs to do any of that. I think she's doing pretty well without that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so
the thing is, we're not a cult, John.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like herding cats, you know. I keep telling my kids that, you know, the Democrats aren't that organized. we really can't follow instructions well.
Yeah.
And we really can't get on the same page when it comes to criticizing the MAGAs in any way, shape, or form.
And by the way, you know, today's the opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympics.
Oh.
You know that?
No, I didn't.
They're showing a video right now on CNN of Snoop Dogg carrying the Olympic torch into the opening ceremony. Now, Snoop Dogg is carrying the torch. Remember when Muhammad Ali carried the torch?
But I mean, Snoop Dogg is the guy. You know, he's got this great wine, Snoop Dogg wines.
Okay.
Really, it's an excellent wine.
They picked him to open the ceremony.
I know, it's strange. I never understood this fascination with Snoop Dogg, but now I understand. He's just a character.
He became legit when he teamed up with Martha Stewart on that cooking stuff.
Right.
Somehow that made him mainstream or something.
There's a wine company that has put Martha Stewart on the bottle and Snoop Dogg on the bottle.
Wonderful.
And we can rest easy. Big sale on Martha Stewart's Chardonnay, by the way. It's a big sale at Woodman's. It's under $3.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big special.
Like a great deal right next there to Ed's Wines.
You know, I watched a video the other day of Snoop Dogg. They showed him playing baseball.
No kidding.
I don't know where it was, but he was a superstar.
No kidding.
You know, a guy hit the ball out of the park, so he flew over the fence to get the ball.
Wow.
He leaped over the fence.
Fantastic. Amazing. It's 6:58. Coming up, Rocker will be in the studio, and also we're going to tell you everything you need to know about Atwood Fest happening Saturday and Sunday. It's coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.